This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Shumlin administration is looking at whether the state should make a bid for a 560-megawatt hydro system on the Connecticut and Deerfield Rivers. But the deal would affect much more than just Vermont's energy portfolio. The transaction could give the state control of recreational facilities along the rivers. There are also environmental issues like soil erosion and wildlife and aquatic habitats to consider. And millions of dollars in tax revenues are at stake for the towns that host the dams. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Some of the numbers connected with TransCanada's hydro system can be simply mind-numbing. The company purchased the 13-dam system in 2005 for $505 million. 53 communities in three states receive tax revenue from TransCanada, and the hydro system has more than 30,000 acres of land associated with it. But when you ask Bruce Lessels about it, he just wants to make sure he can keep kayaking.
It's a big multi-use resource. Controlling, managing a river system is a big project and is something that affects a lot of different people. And it's one of the best examples of a multi-use system, you know, in the country. And, I'm hoping it'll stay that way.
Lessels rents out kayaks and rafts from his stores in Wilmington, Vermont and Charlemont, Massachusetts. Both businesses are located right on branches of the Deerfield River. TransCanada controls the river system, and Lessels has some of his biggest days of the year when he can market whitewater trips. Keeping the waterways and land open to the public is part of the hydro system's federal license agreement. So Lessels says he's not worried about losing access to the water.
I would just want to make sure that whoever was running the river appreciated the complexity of it and the need to keep track of a lot of details around the management of the system.
The Windham Regional Commission asked some of its members who could best manage the land and water. Commission Executive Director Chris Campany says some thought a private company had more time and money to protect the natural resources, while others said the state would do a better job.
One of the questions that looms large is what is the state's capacity to manage these lands and manage them well?
The project includes boat launches, picnic areas, and campgrounds along the Connecticut River. Harriman Reservoir, which is solely owned by TransCanada, is the second largest water body found entirely within Vermont. The company says more than 500,000 people use its natural resources every year. Campany says the hydro sale could spur conversations throughout the state on ways to better manage the properties.
Regardless of who the purchaser is, maybe use this as an opportunity again to have towns look at how do we make better use of this corridor, because there are a lot of forestry resources there, there are a lot of water resources, fisheries, recreation. Can we have a conversation among the towns to look at how can that corridor be even more meaningful to them?
There are also some big questions to answer about tax payments to the towns. State-owned facilities aren't subject to local taxes, and even when the state promises to make payments in lieu of taxes, those payments can diminish over time. So towns along the two rivers are keeping a close watch on the state's work. The town of Rockingham has the only hydro station entirely within Vermont. The other power stations sit partially in New Hampshire. TransCanada covers about one quarter of Rockingham's annual tax revenues, according to Select Board Chairman Lamont Barnett.
If the state were to purchase the whole facility up and down the Connecticut River, our main concern would be would we be made whole at the current value?
Administration Secretary Justin Johnson told Vermont's Edition last week that it was way too early to make promises to the dozens of towns that rely on that taxable income. But Johnson expects the town to work with communities so they don't lose out on the taxes if the state ends up owning the dams.
The long-term interest of the state includes the benefit and interest of the towns and communities that will be impacted. It's not much good collecting money in one area, but reducing a payment to all those towns and then sending the money somewhere else. You know, that's more like a shift of cost as opposed to, a long-term interest.
TransCanada is selling the hydro system to help fund a $13 billion natural gas pipeline acquisition. The company says it wants to sell the hydro system before the end of this year, and the state says it will make a decision about the hydro assets this summer. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Wilmington.